Whakarongo and a quirky freaky te hippie. This is live and direct with Scarp, who are a young Auckland band who describe themselves as a trans Tasman, or a group of trans Tasman emos trying to make shoegaze. They've also been throwing around the term dreamo, which I am in love with. I love that term. There's a familiar face in the group. Let's just get the microphone in the way. Adam.
Ooh, kia ora. Kia ora. I'm on the other side today.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's weird.
Adam, normally a camera operator here on Freak the Sheep. This is his band. Could you maybe go around the room and introduce everybody?
Okay. Adam? So I'm Adam, as was just said, and I am one of
Adam,
the guitarists.
Gat.
Yeah. Gat.
Gat.
And then we have Pia standing next to me, and they are on bass. And then Andrew Murray Brown on another gat, and then Hal on a single snare because we can't fit a whole drum kit in here.
Yes, thank you very much for accommodating this. We're slowly getting our heads around, live bands.
It's going to be beautiful when we have the lounge.
It's just going to be crust band after crust band after war metal band. Yeah, but that's for another time. You guys don't play often. You aren't always in the country together as well. So thank you so much for taking the time out to perform some songs. Let's hear a couple and then we'll cool. go from there.
Okay, well, this first one's called Air Max, and it's about hardcore dudes who wear Air Max 90s.
Thank you.
Hey, Scap. Live in the 95 BFM studio. That mic's still live, so you can...
Hello.
we can hear you that way. And we are shortish for time, so I'll cut straight to it. You're doing a little tour of a couple of cities, if I'm not mistaken.
That we are
playing one of my favourite venues, F Bar.
Oh, mate.
We got a good email being like, oh, someone's toes got shot off.
What?
That was in the news.
It was on the news?
In the lodge upstairs.
They didn't even tell us?
I've heard stories about that lodge upstairs.
It's part of the fun.
Yeah. It's part of the fun.
F Bar is going to be great because you and your friends' bands are playing. It's also really good because in between the bands, you can ask them to crank up the karaoke.
Yo.
And it's in a really interesting place in the room. So you walk through, there's lots of pokey machines to the left. And then there's like the bar where you do the karaoke and then the bands at the end.
Yeah, I believe we are cutting into their karaoke night, but I'll just have to deal with it, I guess. But it's gonna be good.
Not all the members of SCARP live in New Zealand anymore, right? So how did this all come to be right now?
I used to live here, and I ended up moving because once you graduate university, it's actually really hard to get a job in Auckland. That's probably going to crush some people's hopes. So I moved to Sydney because, you know, there's actually a lot of money there. And that's what life is like. But, you know, we come back and... I come back and... We play shows and it's really fun and it's a nice way to spend time with your friends.
Yeah, and that's the vibe with SCARP?
Pretty much.
You were all friends before the band?
Yeah. I think it was like we all met through Pia and then everyone kind of had the idea of making a band because we're all filthy little emo kids and all we wanted to do was make twinkles and that didn't eventuate and now we just make really... rad shoegaze.
Yeah.
Pretty much that. Yeah.
We once had very different band members. There
yeah.
was no Andrew and there was two others. One of them plays in a metalcore band now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Shout outs to the Chug.
Yeah.
When you guys released Like a Dog, late last year, it was really fun. It was a great release. And can we talk about? There's the use of the word emo thrown about quite a bit, but not in a derogatory way.
No.
Let's talk about like to the point where on your event page, it's the Aotearoa Emo Club Meetup of 2018. So, in what context are we using the word for SCARP?
I don't know.
I think most of my mates and I know some of the other guys here, we copped a lot in high school for being emos.
Mm.
Right. Now it's cool.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to listen to American football and we were right all along. So we're kind of more using it like in the 90s emo context, but also like, you know, they all made fun of us, but...
There's a great if you don't know what real emo is, there's fake emo and real emo, and there's a just look it up on the internet. It's a derivative 90s hardcore. Or have you got?
Where to from here? Are you guys managing to do any recording while you're here, or is it just a stop off? Am I asking tricky questions?
It's probably just a stop off, but we're trying to record stuff. Via pretty much Skype.
We're about to play a new song, aren't we?
Yeah, we're gonna play a new song that we wrote pretty much over the internet, which was really cool.
Mm.
I sent Andrew some sad lyrics about stuff that we all kind of went through last year, and then Andrew wrote some stuff, and I was like, cool. And then on Monday, it took like 20 minutes to put it together, so we have synergy.
Hopefully Crywank come back to Australia so we can tour.
Oh yeah,
we got to play with Crywank, and that was 15-year-old me, dream come true.
For those who aren't in the know, Crywank are...
They're a Well, started off as a one guy trying to play folk punk, and then moved into more of a band situation. But yeah, it's pretty much just a guy crying into his guitar. He has one song, very famous, called I Am Shit. So that's the vibe. Yeah.
Well. I know it's all fun and games, but you know, when you talk about you know, anarcho folk punk, you're going straight to my heart, straight to my 15-year-old heart.
We know how to woo you, Zach.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know. Just yeah. I'm stoked this is happening. Scott, thank you so much. Make sure you go see them. They're playing tomorrow night at F Bar, alongside April's Fool. Job and Double Grammar Zone. Friday at the Greyland Library Hall, all ages show. So if you're listening and you're a child, you can go. If you're listening and you have a child, take them along. That's all right, isn't it?
That's fine. That's the point of putting an all ages show on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some bands playing that one as well, and then. Hey, make a road trip of it. Head down to Zeal in Hamilton, another all-ages show happening on Saturday. Scott, thank you so much. What was the name of the first, second, and third song for Ben, who will be editing these videos later on?
First song was Air Max. Second song was Wasps. And this last song, we don't really have a name for it yet. We'll probably just call it Crows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Cool.
Done. Scott, thank you so much.
Now it's official. It's on the video tag now.